This is the 50th anniversary of human space flight. So in 1961, two American astronauts and two Russian cosmonauts flew into space. And so we wanted to mark the 50th anniversary.
Why is it important that we study and learn about space?
I think it's always been an inspiration. You can probably tell from my accent, I'm from somewhere else. I'm from Australia. And I was brought up listening to these early flights, and probably one of the reasons why I and many other people were engineers is because of the inspiration of the early human space flight programs. And so we wanted to mark that. We wanted to go up one step further and to celebrate the other people behind the scenes, as it were. It's often said that maybe 400,000 people were behind getting three people to the moon. And so we wanted to extend that recognition to the takes a team.
What would you say is among the most significant things we've done when it comes to going into space?
It's hard to go past stepping on the moon. And not just because it was of the event itself, but I think the time frame when people think that the first human space flight anywhere was in 1961. And that was a single orbit by a Russian cosmonaut. The U.S. didn't actually put somebody into orbit until 1962, though Alan Shepard and Gus Grissom did suborbitals in 1961. So from the U.S. point of view, first orbit, 1962, people on the moon in 1969. That's an enormous achievement. And people sometimes don't understand that challenge that Kennedy set really produced amazing results in a very short time frame. The achievement of doing that, I think, is still, for me, I guess it's that achievement.
NASA obviously retired its space shuttle fleet. There is discussion now on the future of NASA and the focus. What should we do next?
We're not only celebrating the team of technical and other people behind launching, we're also looking at the social and political factors. And so one of the things that, if you think back to the 1960s that made it all happen, yes, there was the technical capability, the engineers and scientists and the visionaries, but there was also the political support. So it's a matter of what are national priorities. It's up to the people of the day to decide what their priorities are.
What kind of interest by students there at Purdue is there in that type of program today?
It's more a matter of having a degree that's probably going to be one of the STEM disciplines, that's science, technology, engineering, math, and then pursuing work after that and becoming involved. So there isn't a particular pathway to it. But people are still very inspired by space and the opportunities of the endless frontier, I guess.